So we read Megillah Shiashirim on Pesach. There's different minhagim as far as when exactly to read it. There are places that had a minhag to read it l'chatchila Yom Tov, the last day Yom Tov of Pesach. Especially in Eretz Yisrael, there are kama v'kama minhagim like that. Others have a minhag to read it Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which is nofutz, that's the Ramah brings down, to read it Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And like this year, you don't even really have Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So you really have Shvi. You have Shvi, which according to most, you read it on Shvi. A year like this year, the first day, the last day of Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem will be reading the Megillah, Shiashir. Even so, some do Shvi, some do Shmini. Today, I just want to talk about why we read it. Whether you read it on Shvi, whether you read it on Shmini, whether you read it on Shabbos, Shmini meaning Yom Tov Achron, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. The question is, why do we read it? So we look here, the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Tzadi, Noyagim loymar shir ashirim b'shabes chol hamoed. Comes the Mishabura. Mibnei shemefurish boy inyan yitzias mitzrayim. There's a psukim. There's kama v'kama psukim in shir ashir. Usasti birch ve'pare. There's a beferish psukim actually. And there's a lot of remozim of shir ashirim with the Chag HaPesach. So the question is, what is so choshev about Shir HaShirim? If you look in the Targum here in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, the Targum says that in the Torah there are 10 Esar Shirois Nemru Bo Yilam Azeh. The Medrash says that Shir HaShirim is the Mufchar, is the chosen, the best Shira. Mufchar Shepekulam. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlame. Shaila is, why is Shir HaShirim so chashiv? Why is it? It's the most, it's the Mufkar Shepakulam, Shir HaShirim. I saw many Achronim ask that when you read it Shvi Yishol Pesach, it's like Yehuda Void Likra. It's Yehuda Void Likra. You read Oz Yosher. Right? If you're reading Oz Yosher, what do you have to read Shir HaShirim? Oz Yosher. You're reading a shira that's in the Torah that was said on the Kriyas Yams. So it's true that Shir HaShirim has in it a pasuk or multiple pasukim that bring back the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. True. What do you need it for? What do you need it for? You have beferish. You're reading the Kriya of the Shirim. You're reading Oz Yosher. It was for that reason why some taka held that a year like this, where there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? Where there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so a year like this, they dropped the minhag of saying Shir HaShirim. And a goyin, Shir HaShirim, they made Shir HaShirim with a bracha, Al Mikra Megillah, and Shachiyonah. They made mamish like Kriyas Megillah, except no Shoson Nisan. They made mamish the full gamut by the goyin. The Mishabur brings down the minhag of the Vilna goyin. But some held that if it comes out Shvi Yishol Pesach, if it comes out Yom Tov, in the last days of Yom Tov, then there's taka no reason to read it. Because you have the Kriyas HaTorah. You're reading Oz Yosher. You're reading the ultimate Shira. But the fact is that the Targum seems to be saying that there's a lesson to be learned from Shir HaShirim that you don't have in any other Shira. Because again, the Targum says, and it goes through. If you look at the Targum, Shira Rishayin Ha'amad Amarishin Kishachoto Mizmor Shil Yem HaShabbos Shniyam Moshe Yachanim Yisrael B'Shor HaShakor Lam Ribonei Lomim Es Yamsuf Shira Shlishis Bizman Shinitim Be'erish Shil Miriam Shira Revias Omar Moshe. And the Targum goes through every Shira in history. And the Targum says that this Shira, Shira Shirim, Muvchar Shebekulam. This is the Spitz Shira. Question is why? What's the pshat in that? So I'll tell you an idea to explain this. The Avudram also seems to say that Shira Shirim has the source of all the geulas of Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Avudram by Tfilas Pesach, he says, Nagu oilom likroi b'chag ha-matzah Shira Shirim. The Avudram doesn't get into the reeds, Shabbos, Achron, Pesach. Chag ha-Pesach, you read Shira Shirim. Mimneishu medaber begulas Mitzrayim. Usasti richvei parim. And then he says, V'gam kol shar gol yisugul l'shol Yisrael. Thus it is. Now, let me just get you to Zohar. Just again, to bring out the same point, how choshev Shira Shirim is. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Truma, the Zohar says, Shira Shirim klolo de koloi raisa. Klolo de Rosa de Avuin, Klolo de Galusa de Mitzrayim, Klolo de Galusa de Yisrael bene Amamaya, V'chol Purkona de Lohen, and Klolo de Tchias HaMesim. That's unbelievable. The Zohar HaKadosh basically saying is everything. Hafoich bo, Hafoich bo, the Koyla bo. Everything is in Shira Shirim. The Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Geula, all the other Golias and all the other Gulas, Mashiach, Tchiz HaMesim. It's all Shira Shirim. Unbelievable. So what is so special about Shira Shirim? So I'll tell you an idea. And actually, it ties into Reb Chaim. Because I once saw in the Siach Chaim on Chag HaPesach, this Yisoid, not Negev to Shira Shirim, but I saw the Yisoid by Reb Chaim. The concept by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is being mazbe the Mechilta. The Mechilta talks about what Moshe told Klal Yisrael when they were by the Yam. Before they went into the Yam. Before they went into the Yam, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, what should we do? The three are behind us and this. And this power of the Yisrael, the Kamakitim, what they should do. We spoke about this in the past, that was one of the problems by Kriyas Yamsuf. Why the Yam didn't want to split. What about a Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim, they went Achtus. Here, there was a Machlekes. So Klal Yisrael, tell Moshe Rabbeinu, what should we do? He tells him, Atem Tefaru Utishabchu LaKadosh Baruch. That's what Chazal tells us. Ask Reb Chaim Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. He says, what do you mean? They didn't have the gula yet. They're by the Yam. They're confronted with death. When you're confronted with death, you don't say Shira. That's not a time to say Shira. You don't say Shira when you're confronted with death. That's not a time to say Shira. So when Klal Yisrael said, Ma aleinu lasois, when Klal Yisrael asked the question, so what did he mean? Moshe said, you should praise Hashem. Praise for what? Not only that, Reb Chaim Brisker, famous Reb Chaim Brisker, and I often tell this to people, you know, when they ask me shayla about making a Suda Seidor, in general, I don't like when people make a Suda Seidor separately. I tell them to make a Siyam, to make a Suda Mitzvah, to be Mishal of it, to put it together, not just to make a Suda Seidor alone. But a Suda Seidor, you only make after you're fully recuperated. That means chas v'shalom, somebody becomes a choyle mesukan. They get a refuah. So you don't make a suda seidah when the danger seems to be subsided. You wait for the complete refuah. Even for agoymel, I tell people not to make agoymel till they're fully recuperated. Don't to make agoymel as soon as they feel shtickle better. So Chaim learned it out of a posuk. Posuk says, ani b'chas d'chovatachti. So Reb Chaim said, this is the three phases when a Jew is in a tzara. Ani b'chazdach ovatachti. When the tzara, when you have the tzara, so you have to have bitochen. Ani b'chazdach ovatachti. Then there's a shlav where you see the Yeshua. But you don't celebrate yet. Like Mordechai HaTzadik, after the whole Kocha Yosalish Hashem Melechof is Bikorei, right? After the whole thing, and Mordechai goes back, says the Pasuk, Mordechai went back to the Shara Melech, B'vush Sok. The Gemara says, L'sakoy L'tanisoy. Even though the Chayra, it should have been like, Hu Demoy Sohira? No. Even though Yeshua started coming, L'maisa, the Gzeri wasn't off yet. So Mordechai went back, L'sakoy L'tanisoy. Even after Kocha Yos, even after Kocha Yos Elish, Mordechai went back, L'sakoy L'tanisoy. It's only later, Lahud Moisaros, when the Gzeri was taken knocked off. So Reb Chaim says, Yogel Libi Bishua Secha. I will rejoice when I see the Yeshua. But I still don't say Shira. Ashira Lashem Ki Gomal. The Shira is when it's completed. When the actual, what? Kriyas Yamsuf. That's one of the explanations. Very good. Why is the Shira of the Kriyas Yamsuf considered more of a Shira than what they said in Mitzrayim? The Yerushalmi says they already said some kind of Hallel in Mitzrayim. Halu Avde Hashem, Volei Avde Parai. The Teretz says it wasn't completed till the Kriyas Yamsuf. But anyway, so what's pshat that the Rebbeinu Shem is telling Klal Yisrael? Tifa'eru, tishabechu, you should praise Hashem then. So B'chaim Zatzal said a beautiful pshat, and I know that he's been miyayitz people many times, similar ideas. He said that a lot of times, yezoicha to Yeshua for the future. You're zoicha for Yeshua based on what you're going to do after you have the Yeshua. David HaMelech said, Gadlu LaHashem Iti. You know why Hashem did for me Gadlu? In order that it should be Neroim Moshmo Yachdav. Hashem did for me in order that it should be Neroim Moshmo Yachdav. That's what the Baruch Hashem did. There's all kinds of schools by Shiduchim. I was once by Reb Chaim with a bocha. Reb Chaim himself was a Meridik schooler for Shiduchim. I'll tell you a better maise, a very funny maise, but it gives you a tam of Reb Chaim. There was an old Heimona Shebachah in learning in Ponovich. He had trouble getting a Shidduch. And he's going this, that, 10 years in Shiduchim, Nebuch. Then nothing's happening. Anyway, he finally goes to Rav Shach. He was Talmud of Rav Shach. He says, Rabbeinu. So Rav Shach gave him a practical etzah. He said, listen, I want to put you on top of the list. I want you to be the most sought after Shidduch. He says, yeah, but I'm 33, and I'm Teimonish, and I'm not, you know, Ashkenazim. I'm not the most sought after. So Rav Shach said, listen, tomorrow morning, go to Letterman. That's where Chaim Knievsky davens. For seeking. After davening, go over him. You all know Reb Chaim was a Talmud of Reb Shach. He heard Shimon from Reb Shach in Lomjit. And he acted like a Talmud of Reb Shach. All the years. Acted like a Talmud Eitzel Rabbi. Even though Reb Shach said that he was the biggest godel in the world. He said in front of him, in this world, Reb Chaim is the biggest. He was mevatel himself to Reb Chaim. He said, I want you to go to Reb Chaim and tell him that Rav Shach sent you to him, and he should make a chavrusa shaf with you. Become a chavrusa with him. He said, if you're chavrusa with Rav Chaim, you're going to be the most sought after Shidduch. But, who he is, how old he is, where his country he's from, to make a difference. Look, if you're Italian or Puerto Rican, if you're chavrusa with Rav Chaim, that's what I want you to do. The guy was like, Rav Chaim's going to learn with me. He said, I told you what to tell him. Tell him that Rav Shach sent you to him. And he told you to ask him to learn with you b'chavruz. Guy goes to Reb Chaim, Shalom Aleichem. Reb Shach sent me. He said I should ask the Rosh Hashiva, the Rav, to learn with me b'chavruz. So Reb Chaim said, Reb Shach said, 100%, but I have to tell you my conditions. I learn, I have a Seder right after Vasikin, I learn four Blad Gemara. Okay? So that means when you come to learn with me, you make sure you're already prepared. The four Blad Gemara. Don't come, you know, we're starting, you know, Amar Leib, and they said to him, you know, come prepared. So that's number one. You have to prepare four Blad. Now again, for yeshiva guys used to learning four lines a day, that was like, Amanasha Tali Lurikia. And that's Vasikin. You have to come Vasikin prepared. I got to do it the day before. And then he said, Umbamir Milant, we learn 354 days a year. There's no off days. Tisha B'Av, it's not like Tisha B'Av, but there is no off days. This is it. Every single day. The guy pretty much was like, okay, forget about it. So okay, Shkoyach, whatever, he went back to Yeshiva, he comes to Rav Shach, he goes, Rav Shach, this and that. Rav Shach says, I knew what he was going to give you. Do it. You got to be a fool. Call him Rav Chaim. Do it. The guy clapped the cup and went. The whole day he prepared. Four blot. He came, he thought he knew it cold. He sat down with Rav Chaim. He realized he has to prepare better the next time. This was his daily routine. He learned his four blot through and through. The next day, he was getting Shidduchim out of the... They were running after him from all Dalit Kanfei Zogetz. Rav Shach's school, it was Miskayim. He became a shtickle pickier, and now he had everybody running after him. But still, a year later, he became a chassid. Tells Rav Chaim... By the way, he never told Rav Chaim the whole thing with the school. With the, Rav Shach didn't tell him to tell it. Rav Shach just told him, tell Reb Chaim, I said, you should ask him to learn B'chavrusa. So this is a year of learning B'chavrusa every single day for Blat Gemara. Comes to Reb Chaim that day. Rabbeinu, I became a chosin last night. Reb Chaim, mazel tov. Again, Reb Chaim didn't know anything. I should say Reb Chaim didn't know, but Reb Chaim knew everything. Mazel tov. He says, I want to ask the Rav for a toive. My kala is from north Eretz Yisrael. It would be such a chizik for us if the Rav came. They wanted to make the Tanoim, the Vort, what you call here in America, the Vort. They want to make it over there. I told him, it's my chavrusa. If you make it in Bnei Brak, maybe I could be zeicher, B'chaim should come to the Vort. So the girl's aunt lives on Rehov Rashbam, three buildings away from Reb Chaim. They're going to make the Tanoim by the aunt's house. So he said, could Rabbeinu our God will be mechabed me just to say mazel tov and to come for a minute? He said, of course, my pleasure. Just if you could do me one toiva. What's your name? He didn't know his name! Kuloi Taiga. They learned together for a year. Four blot a day, every single day without a hefzik. Of course I'll come to you tonight. How not? Of course. What's your name? When I come, I want to be able to say it. Giving a bracha to who? Das ist Reb Chaim. So I was by Reb Chaim with different times they needed segulas for shidduchim. Reb Chaim would tell somebody, be mekabel now that you're going to support your son in kollel. The guy's having trouble getting a shidduch. What are you talking about? He would tell a guy, a bacha, the guy's 25, be mekabel now that your son, emitz Hashem, you're going to hold him out in kollel. I was with one of my Talmidim there by Reb Chaim. This is a mice of 20 years ago. The guy was getting a little older. Reb Chaim told him this. And he said, Rebbe, I don't know if I'm going to find a shidduch. I don't know how much money I'm going to have. I don't know if I'm going to have a boy. I don't know. Yelacha. Just be makabel. The guy, Taka, got a kid. I reminded him recently. His kid's getting closer now to Shidduch. Not yet, but that he has to hold him out. I'm here to remind him. What does that mean? That means the Eibishter does a Yeshua now based on what you're going to do with that Yeshua. Zachreinu l'chaim l'man chalikim chaim. What did the Bali Musar say? We ask Hashem, give us life, and we're going to use that life l'mancha. Give us life that we could use l'mancha, that we could use for you. That's a whole different story. If you ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want to do, you have your stuff that you want to do. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to do your stuff. That's Reb Chaim. That was Reb Chaim's yisoid. So he said, Moshe told Klal Yisrael, right now you don't have enough schusim for Kriyas Yamsuf. But be mekabel now that you're going to make from Kriyas Yamsuf a kovet shemayim, tefaru tishabeichachu, and then you'll be zeichet to Kriyas Yamsuf. That's pshat and chazal. You should want the, you should ask for the miracle on the condition that you'll use it for kovet shemayim. That was the yisoid. That was takad yisoid. And if you think about it, this yisoid of Reb Chaim is really what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he first appeared to him. Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, redeem Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu knew good and well that we are in Mem Teshari Tumah. Moshe knew where we were holding. So Moshe said, the Chiyotzi has been Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Zon Chazal, Klum Ruuyim Heim Lagula, are they worthy to be redeemed? What did Hashem tell him? There's going to be a Matan Torah. Basically, we were redeemed with based what we're going to do with the Gula. Based on what we're going to do with the Gula, that's why we were redeemed. I wanted to say, it could be, that that's the reason why we have Sfira. There's many reasons for Sfira. I'm giving you another reason. Samot Nazach, why do we have Sfira the first day? Right after the first, Motzei, first day of Pesach, we're already counting Sfira. It's the middle of Pesach. Let's wait till Motzei Pesach, and then we'll start Sfira. What are we mixing two Yom Tov? The Ramban says it's not just two Yom Tov. The whole Sfira is like Chol HaMoed. The whole Sfira is Chol HaMoed. As they say, the Ramban. Pesach is like the first days of Yom Tov. Shavuos is like the last days of Yom Tov, and the whole Sfira is like Chol HaMoed. Why? This word. Because we really weren't Roy for Gula. We were only Roy for Gula based on what we're going to do in 50 days. We're going to Mekabel the Torah. So it comes out, it's one big Yetzias Mitzrayim. First days, the last days, the Chol HaMoed in the middle. That's the Yisrael. That's the concept. Shlomo HaMelech said that the Inyan of Shir HaShirim is brought down in the Medrash. What's the double Lashon? You have to give Shir that you could give Shir to HaKadosh Baruch. Basically means that you have to look at it like the Geula is for the purpose of Shir. I'm giving Shir on the Shir. That's why it's Meshubach Mikol HaShir. Because by Shir HaShir we come to the recognition that Shir alone is a purpose. Oh, the Marishan said Shira. Yeah, he said Shira. Shlomo HaMelech was Mevara to us that there's a Shir that you could say Shira. The Shir alone is a... When we learned Hilchas Tefillah, maybe the Olam remembers, by Moedim Drabbanan, I told the Olam, one of the Pshatim, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. What's the Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch? Moedim, we thank Hashem that we could be Moedim. We're also Moedim to you, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loch. We're Moedim that we could be Moedim. That's the godless of Shir. Which means our whole life is for Kavod Shemayim. Zok the Zoyer. That's the source of the whole Torah. That's the source of all the Geulas. And that's the source of Tchis HaMeisim. That everything is for Kovet Shemayim. That's the Yisrael. Okay, stop.